Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A possible ground invasion in Gaza by Israel has been days in the making. CBS News White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe on what may be behind a go-slow approach.
It's been described to us as essentially the U.S. urging Israel to just really think through what it may ultimately decide to do and what the results or the effects of that would be. Officials have stressed that this is not the U.S. dictating terms of what it should do, but merely sort of asking questions or reminding them of past experience in the United States after terrorist attack.
The UN says 20 more aid trucks went from Egypt into Gaza today. This Palestinian woman says it's been a challenge to get food.
Even bread, it's very rare. We have to go to far places. It takes you like 5 hours to get your bread. It's not enough for all of the family.
CBS's Chris Livesay says Israel's eyes are on where that assistance ends up.
If they get one whiff of this winding up in the wrong hands, they can cut it off. Now, they don't control the entrance at Rafah, but they control the skies. They have airstrike capability. So they're definitely going to be paying very close attention to how this aid is distributed.
There have been more attacks on American troops in the Middle East, as we hear from correspondent Cammy McCormick.
The Pentagon says two drones were fired at a base in southern Syria where U.S. troops are located. They're believed to have been fired by Iranian-backed militia. But there's no indication the leadership in Iran ordered the attacks. Still, the Pentagon says the U.S. will hold Iran responsible. No American personnel were injured.
Officials say no one was hurt on a regional passenger jet in the Pacific Northwest after trouble in the cockpit.
Alaska Airlines Flight 2059, heading from the Seattle area to San Francisco Sunday evening, was diverted to Portland, Oregon, after a jump seat passenger inside the cockpit tried to disable the engines.
We got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit. Doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued. Yeah, we want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground and park.
That audio is from ATC.net. There were no injuries. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
From Detroit, reporter Jeff Gilbert of affiliate WWJ has more on today's expansion of the strike against the big three automakers.
Sterling Heights Assembly makes Ram 1500 pickups. That's the biggest moneymaker for parent firm Stellantis. 6,800 workers now added to the picket lines. That puts more than 40,000 UAW members on strike.
Checking Wall Street. Right now, stocks have turned around. The Dow is up 96 points. NASDAQ up 154. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Saluting Vets is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Retired Marine Jessica Rambo helps veterans struggling with mental health through art therapy.
They can be alone in their safe place, and it's just another tool in a toolbox. I call it creating your own mental health care package.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, October 24th. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Common Council is holding their public meeting of the Committee of the Whole at 5 p.m. They'll meet in the council chambers at City Hall. They'll review and discuss the 2024 budget. This meeting will be live-streamed on the City of Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page as well as local cable channels. The Wisconsin Rapids School District Special Board of Education meeting will have a closed session at 5 at the Peach Street Board Office. In Portage County, the Treatment Court Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30 on Church Street. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet at 5 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. The Village of Whiting Finance Committee will meet at 5 at the Municipal Center to review the 2024 budget. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News on your locally grown radio stations.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High of 54, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 50. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wow. Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer on the board. It is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number two on the big show. If you're just tuning in, you're like, wait a minute, show starts at one. Well, that's what you would not be wrong if you listened to what's going on the air. You'd think that, right? But as it turns out, no. We have a brand new time slot on noon until 2, Monday through Friday. And then Matt Flynn now comes on from 2 until 4. So that's your new schedule. And we're happy to be here. 1 o'clock, though, is still one of the hours that we used to have. So glad to be here, Mr. Summers. Glad we'll have a little lunch. Then we'll have a little 1 o'clock hour. There you go.
Yeah, and if you are tuning in now, being like, dang it, I missed the first hour. Well, now you know for tomorrow.
And you could also go back and listen to our podcast.
That's probably the more important thing to mention.
You can listen to the podcast and have a good time doing so. I want to update you because I told you that I would before the break there. And you may have heard at the top of the hour national news that according to the Pentagon, the U.S. Navy is saying that the USS Kearney used SM-2 missiles and its 5-inch guns to shoot down 4 land attack cruise missiles and 15 drones in the Mediterranean. Now, according to Pentagon press secretary, they're framing this downing as a, quote, self-protection move, unquote, and said that the ship itself, the USS Kearney, was not ordered to shoot down the missiles by the Pentagon, but the commander on the ship did so as a self-protection move.
Which just makes sense, really.
Which just makes sense. So, but again, to think that this is, you know, not serious business is just a misnomer. It is serious business, and it's why we need the Speaker of the House, and it's why we need Derek Van Orten to actually represent the 3rd District and be in Washington instead of going on this rogue mission over to Israel. Let's go quickly to the phones, 844-967-2789. Joe here in Madison, you wanted to comment on Mr. Van Orden.
Yeah, I did. I think it's pretty important to counter some of what is being touted about this man. First off, I read a bit about his daughter who died. She's apparently a lovely person, and it's a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy.
And we have said that.
I would say to that every day there are people in the third who who have gone to work, and even though they have suffered a tragedy, they get to work. They aren't blowing up the world with F-bombs. They aren't going rogue into the Middle East as a result of tragedies that they suffered in their families. And I would also say that saying that he took a vow to the Jewish people, he took a vow to the American people. He's being paid a salary because of the vow that he took to the American people. And part of that means you don't diss the commander-in-chief overseas. You don't screw up any kind of efforts that are going ahead to deal with hostages, American hostages held by Hamas. And may I also add that there are Palestinian Americans who are having an incredibly difficult time trying to get out of Gaza. They are Palestinian Americans. So I just think people from the third, you know, were dropping F-bombs and just leaving their work without telling anybody where they were going to be. Would they still have a job?
No.
I don't think so.
Great call, Joe. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. All great points. And again, we gave our sympathies to Derek Van Orden when he had his daughter pass of cancer, one of them. We didn't say a word about Derek Van Orden for a month and a half to give him time to grieve. But he started to reengage politically. And to Joe's point, so did we. And people have tragedies every day. We talked about one of them last Friday to close out the show. My property manager died unexpectedly after giving birth to her third child. Tragic. But to Joe's point, things happen every day. And people still get up and go to work and life continues. And one tragedy in your life does not give you license to abdicate your entire job and not represent the people that elected you. And to Joe's point, and again, we have said this before, all loss of life is unacceptable and tragic. And I think I said this earlier, not only are there 20 hostages being held by, reportedly, American hostages held by Hamas, that yes, there are, I believe, over 200 American Palestinians trying to get out of Gaza right now. And what Van Orden is doing by going rogue is because he is a member of Congress. People here in the Hamas, rather, they aren't going to realize this guy is just basically a peon congressperson. He's not part of leadership. He's not respected. He doesn't have a lot of power in the United States. But, internationally, he's recognized as a United States congressman. So this guy could completely disrupt all these negotiations to try to get Americans back safely. Let's go quickly to Jack and Merrimack. Jack, I've got a minute left. Jack, what say you?
I got a really good idea. Let's have about six or seven more Republican congressmen, House of Representatives members go over to the Middle East. And then let's take a vote for Speaker of the House, because then the Republicans would be in the minority. I think that would work real fine.
Now, Jack, not a bad idea at all. Not a bad idea at all. Yeah, just kind of change the dynamics a little bit. I like that. Jack and Merrimack, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back to you. So we're going to kind of turn a page a little bit here. A brand new segment on the Todd Allball Show at our new time slot from noon until 2. What's worse? Take your phone calls after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
While there are many unexpected factors that can affect the next growing season, farmers have grown to expect the expected with Rank Seed. Our consistent top-end yields come from strict quality control, trusted technology, and local dealers invested in your success. Rank Seed has been a family-owned and operated business since 1846. More than 175 years later, we still have the highest performing genetics on the market in all environments. Expect the expected with Rank Seed.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. If you thought the show, he's doing this, the show just started. No, the show started at noon. Starting today, the show is now from noon until 2, Monday through Friday. Then Matt Flynn follows us for a big 2-hour show, 2 until 4. But glad to have you along in hour number 2. Mr. Zommers, a little Taylor Swift there.
Yeah, thanks to one of our listeners, Andrew. We were talking about over the break which Taylor Swift song to use, and this one ended up being really fitting, starting it with, "Oh, hi, I'm the problem, it's me."
Anti-hero, the name of the song, right?
Yes.
I mean, I like Taylor Swift. I'm not a Swiftie, but yeah. Thank you for Andrew. Thank you to Andrew and Verona for that suggestion. Well, here's the deal. Now that we're at noon till 2, we're thinking we should spice things up a little bit. We should have like a couple of regular segments. So we're going to try things out this week, see what works, see what doesn't. So thanks to our co-executive producer and the fantastic writer's room that we have, the multiple people in the writer's room, we have here a new segment we're calling What's Worse? What's Worse? So we're going to ask you a question. We're going to pose a question, not particularly serious, but a little fun. What's worse? And we want to know which one of these things is worse, and we want you to call in at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. So here's today's question coming up. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs were playing at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Big game for the Chiefs yesterday. They won 31-17. Chiefs are now 6-1 in the AFC. Killing it. Travis Kelce, big receiver there, had a big game. And some people are attributed to the fact that his new girlfriend, internationally renowned Taylor Swift, this is like her fourth or fifth game she's been at. And I don't believe they've lost to any of the games that she's been at. And the thinking is now she's a good luck charm. Travis Kelce has just played out of his mind, doing a great job. But here's the thing. At all these games that she's at, whether it's Sunday Night Football on NBC or Monday Night Football on ESPN, they keep cutting to the suite in which Taylor Swift is there along with like his mom, I believe, and just a whole cadre of Kelce family. And people are coming to these games and buying tickets at the stadiums at record numbers and prices, by the way, because Taylor Swift is just in the building. And they might flash her up on the Jumbotron in the stadium for 5 seconds. I mean, young girls who don't care a thing about football, I guess guys too, are coming to these NFL games just to see Taylor Swift. The numbers for football games that are broadcast by Kansas City through the roof.
Man, I would hate to be Taylor Swift right now, because like when you're the most successful woman in the world, or at least I can't think of anybody else.
I mean, Oprah Winfrey, it's hard to be her. Yeah.
Right now, I think Taylor Swift is hotter right now.
Right, the moment.
Yeah, in culture. When you're currently the biggest like woman in the world culturally, you can't just do stuff. You can't just live your life. You're always a spectacle, and everything you do creates a giant following. So it's no surprise that Travis Kelce's that's his name, right?
Yeah. Right, yes, Travis Kelce.
I got confused for a second because I was thinking
it looks like Kelce, but he pronounces it Kelce.
Yes, that's right. That's why I was confused. Right. But when you have the most successful woman in the world by your side, you'd be like, yep, that's right.
Right. He's very proud.
I'm a winner.
Right. Oh, he's a big winner. So here's the question. What's worse? That the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being a power couple? Which one of those things bugs you the worst? Which one of those things gets under your skin the worst? What's worse, that Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being an international power couple? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. I don't consider myself a Swiftie, meaning I'm part of her big fan club, but I've said on this show before, I admire her. I think she is a great example for young women in particular. She's done it her own way. She's enormously talented when it comes to singing, songwriting, and playing instruments. I mean, I'm not, as to Mr. Zahmer's point, I'm not sure that there's anybody hotter right now in this moment than Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have you a little fun? Nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun. But what's worse, that the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce being a power couple? And a lot of people say, why in the world is the NFL giving her this much airtime, TV time? Well, part of it's because Taylor Swift has like two or three times the followers on social media, that is, than the entire NFL. So that's part of it. They're getting a lot of free advertising because of Taylor Swift. 844-967-2789. Which one is worse? Which is worse? What's worse? Get it right. Yeah, it's a new segment. Give me a break. What's worse? That the Republicans can't elect a Speaker or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? 844-967-2789. Let's go to beautiful Brooklyn. I just drove through Brooklyn last night. Peggy in Brooklyn, what say you?
Taylor Swift, it would be very much appreciated if she would say, Congress, get your rear in gear. Because
you've
if
nailed
she
it.
Would push that,
right?
If you she would push that, she would have so many people going, they would be chanting them.
That
and
is
Congress
great.
Just sucks. I mean, they represent everyone, and they think they only represent their little pod.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Needs, yes. Yes, she needs to push it. I'm not kidding. She needs to stand up and show it.
Peggy, this is the best call I've had all day so far. You've nailed it. I think you're absolutely right. If Taylor Swift would tell the Republicans to get their act together, that might be enough public pressure to make him do something. Great call.
If nothing else, she should make a song about it.
Right.
I mean, come on. She writes her own stuff all the time.
I love it.
It can't be that hard.
That's fantastic. Peggy, really appreciate the call. Great job. Appreciate it. Which one is worse? What's worse? That Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are this big power couple? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Mike, here in Madison, what's worse?
Well, obviously it's got to be the Republicans. I mean, you can't blame Taylor Swift. Not like you. I'm not a Swiftie, but I admire her a lot.
Right.
You can't blame her for going to a game. I mean, she's just going to a game. It's the media that's making the big deal out of it. It's the TV camera up there.
Yes.
She's got to put her red lips on every Sunday. And they got to, you know, we've got to stare. Oh, look, there she is with her mom and what's his name. It's crazy. It's sad that it's come to this. Oh, God, we're so annoyed about Taylor Swift up there. Just go to a football game. Don't put the freaking camera on her.
But you, Mike, you understand the point. The NFL wants this because she has like two or three times the social media following the NFL does. And every time that the Swifties start talking about it, that's huge promotion for the NFL.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm sure that the 30-second cost for advertisement went up by a minimum of 20% just since she shut up.
Absolutely.
So the execs are licking their chops, and it comes down to the money, doesn't it, my brother?
Because some people are, I'm not making this up, there are people out there on social that they are letting this get into their skin, like, under their skin. Like, they are so annoyed when they tune in for a football game that there's all this attention on Taylor Swift.
Well, obviously, they are. When you say power, I don't know if they're such a power couple yet.
Well, I mean, that's fair. They're getting all this attention.
He's a Pfizer guy, which, you know, I mean, he promotes the jab, right, which is great.
Yeah.
And she's obviously progressive. So, you know, that's part of the enigma that's pissing off some people. Go, oh, God, again, right. What are these lips doing out of Kansas City, Missouri?
Appreciate it.
Josh Hawley, for God's sake.
Right?
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Mike and Matt, a great call. This is fantastic. See, this is exactly what we're looking for. What's worse, that the Republicans can't elect a Speaker of the House, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting under people's skin? Going to the text line, WMDX, Andrew from Verona says, T-Swift for S-O-T-H, Speaker of the House. Right? Just kind of like Dolly Parton. Wouldn't it be great, Taylor Swift up there in the chair just looking at those Republicans saying, why you got to be so mean?
Maybe they can take shifts. Maybe
she looks at Jim Jordan and says, we're never, ever getting back together, as in ever.
Yeah, maybe.
What were you going to say, sorry?
I was going to say, maybe they can take shifts, Dolly and Taylor Swift. And they can figure it out. Like, one of them goes on tour while the other is speaker, and then they switch.
Right. I think that'd be great. Jim Jordan, you're never, ever going to be speaker, as in ever.
God, I hope so.
WMDX Wes from Middleton says, the speaker is worse. We're asking, what's worse? That Republicans can't elect a speaker, or that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are this big power couple getting under people's skin? Wes and Middleton says, the speaker, no contest. Both Taylor and Travis seem like decent folks. Hopefully they make each other happy. I'm all for it. National embarrassment versus bubbling young love. I totally agree with Wes from Middleton. I think the people that are ticked off about Taylor and Travis getting together are people who are just lonely, right? They're jealous. That's what I think it is, right?
Yeah, and also I think there's maybe a little bit of elitism in there. Like, I don't listen to girls' pop music. I'm a big manly man, and I play football.
Right. They're just ticked off that Taylor Swift is honing in on their football time. I think it's great. I also think it's great that apparently Al Michaels is very annoyed by this. Al, the great broadcaster, I love Al Michaels, but apparently he's very ticked off about the fact that Taylor Swift is taking up so much airtime. 844-967-2789. Which is worse, the Republicans can't elect a speaker, or Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Jim in Madison, what say you?
Well, it's the Republicans' constituents who have elect all these idiots to the House of Representatives. I mean, if you want to be pissed off at somebody, be pissed off at your local neighbor who does this stuff.
Well, it's true, right? That's a good point, Jim. It's the voters that are sending these people to Congress that can't govern.
Yeah, and it's taking the country down the toilet. I mean, it's just ridiculous what goes on in the House. I mean, Jordan didn't do anything, put any legislation passed in 16 years of being...
Appreciate it. Jim, we're up against the break. Jim, thank you so much for calling. Got to go to the break. Great segment. Great calls. What's worse? Back with more on the other side, including what's happening in Ukraine. Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden on the same page, in his own words. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
ABC News.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The ODC in Wisconsin Rapids had a very successful haunted house this weekend. People were lined up down the block to enter the free, indoor, all-inclusive, and accessible haunted house on Friday and Saturday nights. They had several food trucks on site for hungry visitors, and their milkweed market was also open for shopping. Event staff said everyone who volunteered helped make their haunted house a huge success. Over 385 children in Stevens Point will receive brand new coats this winter. The Stevens Point Firefighters Charitable Foundation partnered with Operation Warm for their eighth consecutive year. Children in need at all Stevens Point area public and parochial elementary schools will receive winter coats. Nearly 17% of America's children live in poverty. Since 1998, Operation Warm and its partners have served over 5 million children across North America with brand new coats and shoes. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. High of 54, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 50. Cloudy skies tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently it's 46.
At the top of the hour, fasten your seatbelts, open up the vodka, and get ready for 2 hours of Matt Flynn. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, Matt, he's tan, rested, and ready, understand. I had the honor of filling in for Matt on Friday. It was a good time had by all. And thank you to Kelvin for doing a great job on the board. Matt is back After being off on Friday, he is back, had to prepare himself for a two-hour show. Matt Flynn going 2 hours today, starting at the top of the hour from 2 until 4.
A return to form, perhaps. If, yeah. if you've been a long time Matt Flynn listener, he used to have the morning slot of 6 to 8.
Oh, yeah.
And I produced him for a little bit there. It was a good time. Got a lot of callers. And most of them followed him to the afternoon because people like because Matt Flynn direct.
Exactly. I the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. Always going to learn something. Always something new. Matt Flynn direct coming up at his new time, starting at 2 o'clock, 2 until 4. We now, in case you're just tuning in, are on from noon until 2. So grab your lunch. Turn on your radios an hour earlier, noon until 2 now, for our program. I want to finish up on this, a couple more notes here on what's worse, the Republicans not electing a speaker or Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift being annoying people, some people in the football world, for taking over the NFL. Here's a texter from, let's see here, from WMDX Tammy here at Madison says, hands down, it's the Speaker of the House debacle. Most of the Republicans I know don't even know there's a debacle going on. This is actually Tammy. She's calling from Virginia, as a matter of fact. We appreciate that listenership over on the East Coast in Virginia. Also, let's see here. This was, well, just Angie from a row on WMDX basically saying of Derek Van Orten, which we talked about earlier, that, you know, if he gets in trouble over there in Israel, it's kind of on his own volition because he left on his own. Thank you for the text. You can always text us on the Civic Media app on Apple or iPhone or give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789.
You can also, if you're watching the stream, you can leave a comment, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all those good sources. Maybe be like Jeff Perry, who must have just tuned in.
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Taylor Swift is Speaker of the House?
That's exactly what's happened. The Republicans have elected Taylor Swift as Speaker. And let me tell you, the costume changes are fantastic.
They've done a really good job of porting the Eras Tour into a smaller space.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's a new segment we're trying out this week. We're going to try it out in the second half or the second half of the show every day this week. What's worse? So if you have any suggestions for us, you can always text us or give us a call. But we will pose a question to you in the second hour of the show. What's worse? Want to get back to a couple of other headlines of the day before we turn it over to Matt at the top of the hour here. And with all of this attention being put on the war in Israel, and reports are now that Israel is preparing for, quote unquote, a multilateral operation from sea, ground, and air, according to their defense minister, against Hamas. And this has a true unfortunate possibility of expanding regionally. And that's why it's so critical to have a leadership like Joe Biden. That's why it's so critical to have an operational Congress, particularly in the House of Representatives, to make sure that our interests are being protected, not just the interests of Israel, but also to, as much as possible, the civilian, the innocent civilians in the Palestinian areas, particularly Palestinian Americans trying to get out of the West Bank and American Jewish Americans, Israeli Americans, who are being held hostage by Hamas. All this is a tinderbox of diplomacy. And as we said, we have a Yahoo like Derek Van Orden, who is over there on a rogue mission that could ignite this at any time. But to have a working Congress is critical, not just for the situation right now in the Middle East, but we haven't heard a lot lately about what's going on in Ukraine. Remember, there is still a war raging, an attack by Russia on the innocent democracy of Ukraine. They have committed genocide, Russia has, in Ukraine. And we also need a Speaker of the House that's going to make sure that our interests in Ukraine are supported. One of those interests is making sure that we help the Ukrainian people get the military arms that they need to defend themselves and to defeat Russia. And there's been a lot of talk, particularly by mega Republicans about their opposition to this, saying that, oh my gosh, you know, we're sending all this money to Ukraine. What do we get out of it? Forgetting, of course, that preserving democracy in Ukraine is avoiding American troops getting directly into a European war. Because if any of our NATO allies are attacked according to treaty, a strike on one is a strike on all. And the United States would be drawn into a direct war with Russia. So it is in our interest for the Ukrainians to win. That, you know, putting aside the fact, it's also just a humanitarian thing to do. And so there's been a lot of talk by mega Republicans, Trump Republicans, not even Republicans, just Trumpsters, mega folks, against what's happening in Ukraine. So this weekend, yesterday, Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate leader from Kentucky, sat down with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. And remember, Mitch McConnell is no softy here when it comes to, he is a conservative, a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. But just like we were talking earlier about Derek Van Orden, and that there is an unwritten, maybe even a written rule in Congress, that you don't go on foreign soil and attack the president of the United States, whomever he or she may be, from whatever party they may be. You don't do that, particularly during wartime. You just don't. And so here you have Derek Van Orden breaking that rule. It's also critical that Congress, whenever possible, side with the president in these international type of issues. And remember, Republicans for years, I was a member of the party for almost 30 years until 2011 when I left. For years, the Republican Party stood against Russia, against the Soviet Union, against communism. Stood, as Reagan called it, the shining city on a hill for democracy around the world. Those were fundamental tenets and principles of the Republican Party. And now you have Republicans, leadership Republicans, abandoning that and supporting Putin, supporting communism, supporting Russia. But yet Mitch McConnell at least has the chutzpah to step forward and speak some truth on Face the Nation. Margaret Brennan, the host, here's what Mitch McConnell said in talking yesterday on Face the Nation.
It is all interconnected.
And you've said that you believe there is enough oversight of aid to Ukraine. Why hasn't that persuaded some members of the Republican caucus?
If you look at the Ukraine assistance, let's talk about where the money is really going. A significant portion of it's being spent in the United States in 38 different states, replacing the weapons that we sent to Ukraine with more modern weapons. So we're rebuilding our industrial base.
That's what President Biden's seeking to do.
It's correct. No Americans are getting killed in Ukraine. We're rebuilding our industrial base. The Ukrainians are destroying the army of one of our biggest rivals. I have a hard time finding anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful that they're defending themselves. And also the notion that the Europeans are not doing enough. They've done almost $90 billion. They're housing a bunch of refugees who escaped. Mm-hmm. I think our NATO allies in Europe have done quite a lot.
You sound like you have a lot in common with President Biden and his worldview, based on what you just laid out.
Well, not on the domestic side, but on this issue that we're discussing today, we're generally in the same place.
There's Mitch McConnell, Republican Senate leader from Kentucky, former Senate Majority Leader, now Minority Leader for the Republicans, lifelong Republican, dyed-in-the-wool conservative, saying that on this issue, that he and President Joe Biden, a Democrat, are aligned, that they see things clearly. And I thought that Mitch McConnell laid that out perfectly. And again, you get people say, well, you can't trust Mitch McConnell. This is what we have to get over, folks. We have to get over this whole stigma of saying just because someone is from the other party, we're going to dismiss everything they're saying. All right? Doesn't matter whether that's Republican or Democratic.
It's the same thing that the Republicans do internally. Like whenever somebody disagrees with Donald Trump, rhino.
Right.
Exactly. It's just saying, if I don't agree with you, then we can't trust you. And it's not considering what other people are thinking.
And remember what Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project, who joins us every Wednesday, is fond of saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, political or otherwise. And so let's not just dismiss Mitch McConnell. We can agree with him on a host of other issues, as I do. But I think it's noteworthy that someone who has been in Congress, who has been in leadership positions as long as Mitch McConnell has, that he is at least stepping forward and saying, look, I'm with President Biden on this. That he points out very clearly that this money that's been approved for Ukraine is being spent in 38 states in America. That a lot of this money is going to build new weapons that replaces older American weapons. So what's happening is that the United States is sending Ukraine some of our more dated, very operational, but they're more dated weapons and ammunition. They're sending that to Ukraine, and then this money is being spent in 38 different states to build more equipment that we then are keeping for ourselves to give the United States more upgraded defenses. And by the way, as he points out, aside from there are some folks that have volunteered to go over and serve with Ukraine, I believe there have been a couple of Americans that volunteered on their own to go fight with Ukraine and were killed, but there are no American forces. There's no American boots on the ground. No U.S. troops on the ground that are being killed. And McConnell's making the point here that as long as we are sending aid to Ukraine, as long as Ukrainians can defend themselves and hopefully, God willing, defeat Russia, that will prevent U.S. forces from having to go do it themselves. So, look, I agree with Mitch McConnell on this. Again, there are several things I don't, and I've called out on this program, and we'll continue to do so. But we have to get out of this habit of dismissing everything the other person says simply because they have a different label, different letter behind their name. I think Mitch McConnell on this thing is exactly right. And it goes to prove that how far the Trump base, the mega base, has strayed from the original Republican Party. Going to come back, wrap things up, get ready for Matt Flynn at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. The new Noon from 2 edition of the Todd Allbowl Show along with Mr. Aaron Zommers continues on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. he fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. We have the confetti cannons set up. We have the smoke guns ready because this is going to be spectacular. Matt Flynn, a new expanded 2-hour edition. He comes out through confetti and smoke and sits in his leather chair. A new golden microphone for Matt Flynn. I'm looking forward to all of this.
Yeah, it's actually shaped like the WIRI chicken microphone, yes. But it's solid gold. I don't know how it still works as a microphone when it's solid gold, but you know.
The new expanded edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Do not want to miss it. Coming up at 2 o'clock from 2 until 4. Have you ever been frustrated because you're like, I listen to Matt Flynn and he's so popular, I can't get in. I can't get my call in. Well, now you have twice the amount of time to talk to Matt Flynn. It'll be spectacular as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club. I cannot wait. So hopefully you've adjusted or will adjust to our new schedule. Again, we're going to be coming at you every day from noon until 2, right after As Goes Wisconsin from 10 until noon. So then up till noon, then us from noon until 2, and then Matt Flynn from 2 until 4. Great late morning, midday, early afternoon block of information, hopefully a couple of laughs along the way. Hope you will start joining us every day now from noon until 2, and then Matt Flynn from 2 until 3. Want to end up a little update here on this House Speaker race. This is from about 13 minutes ago, according to CNN. Republican members are returning this afternoon from the weekend break and now being told that Republicans will hold a 5:30 Central Time, that's 6:30 Eastern Time, closed-door conference meeting in the Longworth House office building at the U.S. Capitol tomorrow. It says during the meeting, members will hear speeches. Oh, pardon me, that's tonight. And then we'll hear speeches from each of the 9, that's right, 9 declared Republican candidates vying for the Speaker gavel. This is how it's expected to play out. Each of the candidates we'll have 2 minutes, only giving them 2 minutes for a speech, laying out their platform. Members will then have 1 minute each to ask a question, and candidates will have 30 seconds to respond. This is going to be ridiculous. It's hard to estimate, CNN says, where the forum will end, but likely will end around 9:30 or 10 o'clock Eastern time, according to aides. Several members told CNN they're waiting to make an endorsement until after they hear each of the 9 candidates. Then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central Time, the House GOP will vote for their speaker nominee. With multiple candidates currently in the running, members will cast a successive series of secret ballots, with a candidate who garners the fewest number of votes in each round dropped from the running. Process will continue until number 1, there are only 2 candidates left, or 2, until 1 candidate receives a majority of the conference's votes, whichever comes first. Here, a plurality of votes is not enough. The winning candidate will need 50% plus 1 of the conference, or a minimum of 113 votes. The conference vote is expected to take several hours, as there will be several rounds of voting. As of 15 minutes ago, there is no time or date scheduled for a floor vote. That will be determined by the Speaker designee, McHenry. Wow. I mean, this is just crazy. Wes from Middleton on the WMDX line says, ranked choice voting, Todd? Well, I mean, kind of, sort of. So again, to recap, here's the latest from about 15 minutes ago, according to CNN, that the members, Republican members, returning today, and at 5:30 our time, 5:30 our time, 6:30 D.C. time, the Republican conference going to meet in a closed-door private session where they're basically going to have a debate amongst these nine people we told you about at the top of the show, and they'll have 2 minutes to give a speech, and then they'll take questions, have 30 seconds to respond. It says it probably will end around 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight Eastern time, but who knows? And then tomorrow in the morning, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Wisconsin time, and tomorrow morning they'll go into another closed-door session by secret ballot and vote until either A, there's only two candidates left, or B, until one candidate receives a majority of the conference's votes, whichever comes first. So they have to get 50% plus one, meaning a minimum of 113 votes. And yet still, there's no word on when they might bring this to a floor for an actual vote for an actual speaker.
Yeah, that's all pretty confusing. Jeff Perry comments on Facebook, that is crazy convoluted. Is there a right? Swimsuit competition?
You know what? That's funny that he says that. Because I was trying to think of something today, and again, Chris Pauls came up with this brilliant bit that we're calling What's Worse. But I was trying to think of, like, how can we make a little bit of fun with this, have a little bit of fun with this, not be all serious. And I thought, you know, it's not dissimilar to like a Miss USA or Miss Universe pageant. You know, well, like, you know, should there be a swimsuit competition? And looking at these nine guys, my answer immediately is no. No, there should not be.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at as well.
Right. But do you have talent? I mean, let's not just hear about policy. How about, you know, can one of these guys play piano? You know, does he dance? You know, I mean, what sort of talent do these people have? Maybe there's a magician in there that can create 113 votes. I don't know. But see, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I mean, how about this, Mr. How about this? We're running out of time. Otherwise, I ask people to call in, maybe tomorrow. How about Ryan Seacrest is the speaker pro tem, and he hosts this competition, and then let America decide?
That would make for some interesting TV.
We just have people call in and vote for speaker and let America decide. And whatever America decides, that's what Republicans have to do to vote a speaker in.
I don't even know what would happen from that. I guess
completely,
America would decide.
It's just have a little bit of fun. But I think it just goes to prove again, in all seriousness, this whole debacle, and Mr. Perry is right, it's enormously convoluted and confusing. It proves once again the serious point that Republicans in 2023 cannot govern. They can't govern. You've got Joe Biden overseeing an international issue, is doing a great job involving the international community. You've got Hakeem Jeffries ready, sitting there, keeping his entire caucus together. You've got Chuck Schumer in the Senate working with Mitch McConnell, a Republican, to get the Senate in order. But Republicans in the House cannot govern. Remember that as you go to the voting booth in 2024. Remember to join us again tomorrow from noon until 2, our brand new time, for Mr. Zomers and everybody that called in. We thank you. Stay tuned now for a brand new expanded edition of Matt Flynn Direct. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Over the past 30 years,
children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at HelpNoKidHungry.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.